Long-promised reforms in the way judges are appointed are on the way with the publication today of new legislation, which Justice Minister Helen McEntee says will provide for a new merit-based process. All candidates for judicial appointment, including serving judges, will undergo new application and interview procedures and will be required to undergo judicial training and continuous professional development. Laura Cahalan is Senior Lecturer in Law at the University of Limerick. Good morning, Laura, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Mary.
Will you talk us through what we know at this stage about the proposed legislation and the changes and how they'll achieve what the Minister says will be this merit-based system?
Sure. And first, I should say that the publication of this legislation is really welcome. There are significant problems in our current system, and I've been beating this drum for a number of years now. And it was very disappointing when the 2017 attempt became bogged down in details that really took away from the importance of these issues. So it's great that we finally arrived at this stage. And now, there were heads of a bill published last year. They contained lots of positive reform proposals. There were also some shortcomings. And at that stage, there was a pre-legislative scrutiny held. And a number of people and bodies, myself included, made a lot of recommendations about improvements that could be made. And I'm delighted to see that quite a number of these recommendations have actually been taken up by the minister. So one of the biggest things that this bill is proposing to do is to provide one fair system for the appointment of judges, no matter who the candidates are. Now, one of our biggest problems at present is that if you are a practitioner or if you are a judge applying for a new judicial position, the application processes are different. So if you're a practitioner applying, you apply through the JAB process, whereby the job is advertised and applications are taken. They make recommendations to the minister. But if you're a judge, you simply send in an expression of interest to the Attorney General. And now we saw almost 2 years ago at this stage with the Wolf appointment that this parallel process can cause quite a number of difficulties. So this new bill is going to streamline all of that and provide one system for everyone to apply to. And everyone applying is also going to be interviewed, which again is a really key reform, because in the past, while JAB had the power to interview candidates, it did not actually interview candidates. So it didn't really exercise its job as a proper filtering
mechanism. I see. So JAB, as you call it, this was the Judicial Appointments Advisory Board. It'll be replaced by the Judicial Appointments Commission. But is it a new name for something that's just being dressed up in a different way? Because at the end of the day, a number of names will still go for government, and won't they choose the appointment?
Yes, and that is really important, because the Constitution actually gives the role of appointment of judges to the government. So, I mean, if you really wanted to radically change how our judges are appointed, that would require a constitutional amendment. So this new process has to work within what the Constitution requires. So it is still up to government ultimately to choose a judicial appointment. But what this new body will do is it will provide a proper advisory mechanism. In the past, JAB, the Judicial Appointments Advisory Board, was supposed to reduce the number of applications to 7 names and send on 7 recommended names to government. But we know it didn't always do that. Sometimes it sent on the entire list of names, which could be up to 100 names for a district court appointment.
And now what will happen?
Now the idea is that the new Judicial Appointments Commission is only going to recommend 3 names for
And will they be rated, do we know?
No, and that is one thing I am a little bit disappointed. We had recommended that that should be ranked. And this is important because of the fact that there will be an interview process carried out. There will be assessments. It may be very clear that one candidate is excelling over others, and it would have been nice to see a ranking there to government. This hasn't been recommended as part of the new published bill, but the reduction from 5 names in the heads of the bill to 3 names now in the published bill is certainly very welcome.
And just briefly, you, I think, and others had not wanted the Attorney General to be part of the selection process, but the Attorney General will, in fact, as we understand it, be part of that. Why did you not want the Attorney General to be included?
Well, we felt that including the Attorney General at this stage would mean that the Attorney General is effectively being involved in both sides of the appointment process. So there are two parts to the appointment process where you have the Appointments Commission considering and interviewing and recommending candidates to government. And then you have the governmental process whereby the government actually chooses the appointment from those names. The Attorney General is going to be involved in both of those. The Attorney General is the government's chief legal advisor. They will presumably advise the government in respect of its final choice anyway. So having them sitting on the interview, even though they're not a voting member of
and
the commission.
That's key, isn't it? They're not a voting member.
They're not a voting member, but they are still sitting there throughout that entire process. And then later on, they're going to be the ones advising the government on which name out of the three they should take. So it's giving them an outsized role in the process. Okay. We also felt that the Attorney General should be ineligible for appointment as a judge of the Superior Courts for a period of at least 12 months after leaving office, but that recommendation hasn't been taken up either.
That is not there. All right, Laura Cahalan, that bill being published later today, Laura Cahalan there from the University of Limerick.